It's the 5th of May today, and I hope you had an enjoyable, for the Star Trek fans, I hope you had a May 4th day to remember yesterday. It's 6 degrees here in the studio at the moment, and, well, it's a bit of a cool one this morning, but, well, we are rapidly approaching winter, aren't we? For those of you who may have forgotten, we're starting our Community Conversations program earlier this morning from 8:30, and we'll finish at 9:30. So, and that's just to juggle a few things. So if you're not used to hearing us at 8:30, well, that's why. But don't change the channel, because we have an amazing program for you this morning. Lots of interesting conversation, and a big shout out to our regular listeners, to Evan and Nicole and Claire and Ellie and Jeanette and Bob and, well, all the rest of you. And this morning, a special shout out to Catherine and Shona and Heather and Merrin and any others that are listening that know who our guests are on radio this morning. I got to go to the Amazing Basin Theatre production it's a Miles Trednick production last week, and wow, what a fantastic production at Basin Theatre. If you want some amateur live theatre, go onto the Basin Theatre website. It's a Miles Trednick production, and without giving away the punchline, it's set in Spain, and someone spots Elvis alive and well, and the whole program goes from there. I had a wonderful night there the other night on opening night. So there are still a few tickets left for the last few nights. It finishes up this coming Sunday. So there you go. I also got to participate in the Yarra Rangers Men's Health Information Session put on at the Senior Sits Hall on Thursday. Sorry, that must be Wednesday. No, it's in fact Tuesday because it's Thursday today. And that was a wonderful, very informative session with about 60 people there looking at men's, well, in particular, men's heart health and more to come on that. We'll have them on the program one of these days. But enough of me, because you want to hear who our very special guests are in the studio this morning and why. And if you've read the local paper, you've got a heads up already, because there's a whole page outlining some of the things that are happening on Sunday, the 15th of May in our, well, in our famous Memo Hall, of course. And I'm talking about Woman for Woman. And I'm not going to talk much about it, because my guests here in the studio are going to tell us all about it in a moment. But welcome to Kath Ganaway, known to many of you already, but Kath is a retired journalist. She's a, well, long-standing community bank director, founding community bank director in Healesville, active in Toastmasters, a whole lot of other community groups, and now, well, for the last 4 years, in Woman for Woman. And next to Kath, I hope that's all right, Kath.
Yes,
wonderful. And we'll have to put that microphone a bit closer to you there. And we have, sitting next to Kath, we have Nikki Madgwick, who is the engagement team leader for Una. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Bruce. Good to see you.
Yeah, great to have you back in the studio. It's been a long time, well, with COVID and everything else. And sitting on the other side of the studio here, thank you for coming in, Sonia. Sonia Hartnett, who is a primary care nurse and also heavily involved in the Woman for Woman event. Hi, Sonia.
Good morning, Bruce.
Wonderful to have all three of you here. And, well, we've sort of, this is kind of take two, isn't it? Because we started back in 2018, Woman for Woman. It's locally organised for local women, local presenters, there's local everything. But we've sort of had this hiatus of 2 years in between where we haven't been able to do much. We won't talk about that this morning. But Kath, Woman for Woman, Heels for Woman for Woman, to be more specific, May the 15th, but it's not just confined to May the 15th. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us, where did it start, Kath?
Bruce, Women for Women started from a program that was run in Healesville. It's called the Local Change the Story Network, and that's a number of organisations that came together, and one of the initial things was to deal with or to address, to make aware domestic violence. So the project was delivered on International Women's Day in 2018. Yeah, and it actually came from that. But over the next few years, there have been regular get-togethers and events for women. the 2018 event had over 100 women in it. So
yeah, that was fantastic for a first event, starting from scratch, Kath.
Yep, so that was very successful. And then we started planning straight away for the next one, and then we planned and planned and planned, and it's here.
Fantastic. And the event is about access, connections and empowerment. Three wonderful words, Nikki. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And really about celebrating diversity. So anyone who has a connection to Healesville, live, works or plays in Healesville and identifies as she, her pronouns or they, them pronouns, are welcome to register for the event. We actually have two different registration links. So there is a registration link to attend in person on the day. There's also the link to have access to the recording, which will be made available about a week or so after the event itself. So even if you are busy on the day and you're interested, I do encourage you to still register for that recording link so you can watch back some of our fabulous keynote speakers, the Q&A panel, the wonderful discussions we're going to have, and get to see that Welcome to Country as well.
And thanks for joining us. I'm Bruce Argyle. That noise you might hear during the program is some people working on the roof. I hope you can't hear them, but I can. It's a little bit frustrating this morning, but we have in the studio three amazing women, Kath, Sonia and Nikki, and we're talking about the Healesville Women for Women event on Sunday the 15th of May. And there are so many things happening that I'm in two minds about where we might start. It's been a long time in the making. I look at the program and I think, wow, you know, it just looks jam-packed. A whole mixture of workshops, of guest speakers, of Q&A. The Q&A sounds fantastic, Sonia. You are one of the panellists for the Q&A, and it's entitled, let me get the right title, it is...
Can I really
ask that?
Yeah. Aren't I lucky?
Yes. Yeah. Now, what a wide open thing. As a non-attender, I'd like to ask the question, but I've got a question I want to ask you in a moment. But let's just talk about who else is on the panel and what sorts of areas are you hoping to cover on that Q&A?
We're open to anything. As a nurse, I'm open-minded. There's nothing I haven't seen already. On the other people that we have on our team, we're going to focus. We'd love to get questions about diversity, about empowering, about our specific areas. So for
sure.
Me, I'm more than welcoming any questions about health, anything that anyone's curious about, any questions about supporting women and helping women get through and accessing health and all those aspects. As a victim survivor of domestic violence from childhood and through my adulthood, I think I can be open to questions,
yep,
all sorts of questions, and answer them honestly and truthfully.
It's such an important area. And the question I was going to ask you was, what can us men do to support women in this space? Now, I'm talking beyond our immediate family. What generally can men do here?
That was an amazing question.
That was my question.
Have we got all day, Bruce?
No, go on.
I've got a practical solution.
Go on, Nikki.
You guys can offer to take care of the kids during the event, so that way the women can actually attend on the day.
There you go. There's a very practical suggestion. Thank you, Nikki. What were you going to say,
Thank
Sonia?
Thank you, Nikki. You've really saved me there. It's given me a few extra moments to sort of say strengthening and empowering yourselves. So it gets back to growing yourself and developing yourself, and it isn't necessarily about just defining one gender to do one job.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be diverse even in ourselves and find that place where we can grow ourselves and explore what we need to grow to get the strength and the courage to make changes.
Mm. Because this is, as you've said, Nikki, this is about celebrating diversity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think too often, this is just a comment from the side, is that we put a label, don't we, on people, whether it's gender or, you know, whatever it is, that we tend to put a label on people and then we treat them accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what your thoughts are about that, Nikki.
I think we should just allow people to flourish and bloom and become who they want to be. You know, if you're not hurting anyone, then, you know, go about your life and do what makes you happy and live your passion. And what this event is really about, you know, Like a Girl, Like a Woman, is you're saying that we can break down those constructs that society has placed us in and exceed expectation and do anything we set our mind to, as long as we have the right supports in place, which it really comes back to. If you have the right support systems around you, the right people encouraging you to achieve your dreams, then you're going to go far in life. And so we're trying to create safe spaces for women or anyone who identifies as they, them pronouns to come and connect with other people who want to support and uplift and cheer each other on. And so I think going back to your question, Bruce, what men can do in this space is to do their own inner work, to do their own healing, to work on their own emotional literacy so we can create more of these safe spaces for people just to flourish.
Fantastic. Sorry, just turning my own mic down there because we've got workmen on the roof, unfortunately. I hadn't planned on that this morning, but I think we're okay. Nikki, we've got the three particular focus areas: access, connections, empowerment. That's ACE, A-C-E. There you go. How do we choose those three, and why do you see those as particularly pivotal here in this space?
Well, first and foremost, like especially being in Healesville, access is one of the biggest barriers to engagement. And so, you know, in an area that, I mean, locals, we consider it rural. However, when we had lockdown, we realised we weren't quiet.
Yes, that's right. We won't go there today.
No. But access is huge. And so we need to make sure we do have accessible spaces. We have these safe spaces where people feel comfortable in accessing. And how we go about creating that safety is a journey in and of itself, but very topical with this month also being Reconciliation Week as well.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You know, and then empowerment, we need to, like I said, support one another and lift each other up. And I know it is hard because a lot of us are feeling depleted after the last 2 years, but I think something that I really took out of lockdown is seeing the tremendous capacity for kindness that people have and the generosity of spirit. And so if we can hold on to that as we move into this next chapter of re-engaging back in society, I think that's going to have incredible outcomes. And it's that not necessarily a shift in mentality, but I think it's thinking outside ourselves and leaning on our community, because we do have such a strong community in Healesville, in the Yarra Ranges. We're very blessed that we are very community minded and community focused. And if we can lean on that and realize that we don't have to do everything on our own, then our potential is limitless.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
You're listening to Community Conversations. We're a little bit earlier start this morning, which is wonderful, but a foggy morning. It's 7 degrees here in the Yarra Valley at the moment. My very special guests here in the studio are Nikki, Kath and Sonia, and we're talking about the Healesville Woman for Woman event, which is not to be missed on Sunday the 15th of May. And Nikki, you get the pleasure of being the MC for the day, so you get to introduce all these amazing women. Local woman, you're starting the day with introducing Auntie Julie Coombs, who's going to do the Welcome to Country, which is amazing. And then there's a whole series of amazing local speakers. Just whet our appetite a little bit. You won't be able to tell us all the detail, Nikki, but tell us a little bit.
Yeah, so we're going to be kicking off with a really beautiful Welcome to Country from Auntie Julie, and she always does such a beautiful welcome where she really takes you through the history of Corranderk and explains, you know, where we've come from, where we're at now, and that journey, especially from the Wurundjeri people's perspective, which is really, really something special. And then we're going to be having some keynote speakers. Some of our guest speakers on the day are Maddie Lowry, Chelsea McNabb, Catherine Nolan, Emma Peel, and Shona Rimmer. And so we're going to be hearing some of their experiences and, again, celebrating that diversity of that lived knowledge as well as their own passions that have driven them into very different areas and lines of work, different areas of interest. And so hearing some mental health journeys, hearing some personal experiences, it's just going to be really exciting. Beautiful to actually sit down and be able to connect through storytelling. I think there's just such a magic around that. And so to have these women share so openly about their experiences, I think will be a real treat. We also do have the segment, Can I Really Ask That?, where I'll take my MC hat off and I'll be part of the panel for Can I Really Ask That?, joined with Sonia. And so we're going to be covering all different kinds of topics around cultural safety, ageism, elder abuse, accessing appropriate healthcare, and anything else in between. And that's going to be facilitated by Merin Aldist, who is just fabulous in that space.
Yes, that'll be great.
I'm sure she'll have her own questions as well that she'll want to throw in the mix, as well as us.
You can throw my one in there too if you like.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so that's going to be a really beautiful panel discussion that we will have some questions submitted, but like I said, we'll also probably be asking questions of each other and have Merin facilitating her own on the day to unpack some of our responses a little bit more.
The article in the local paper, Nikki, just interrupts, says... Hillsville women of all ages, it's time to come together, celebrate, be inspired and have some fun. And I guess some of the fun, I reckon, is going to come in the workshops that are going to be part of the day. So I'm not sure whether you want to continue or whether Kath wants to tell us a little bit about some of the workshops, Kath, that are planned.
Happy to talk about the workshops. We have the Freeform Women's Empowerment with Nicole Kirby. Nicole is a young woman who works with her family business, Sonsi Freeform, and her goal and the freeform, which is a form of martial art, is to empower women, to give them the strength physically, but also mentally, and she's an inspiring young woman, and she can really pass that on. Catherine Nolan is another local woman. She's been a musician in our community for decades, with Singing for Your Soul's Sake. And she brings out in people the joy of singing. You don't have to have any ability. You don't have to have any ability.
We know what you mean, Kath.
If you've got ability, that's great. But you don't have to have any experience. And that's going to be a really fun thing. She's done these workshops throughout the valley and they're inspiring and joyous.
Fantastic. So and there's some craft workshops as well?
We've got craft workshops, which are 1 Billion Stars Project, and we'll have a new take on that. This was a domestic violence initiative, creating what started out as 1 Million Stars and is now a 1 Billion Star Project. So I think we'll have our own individual take on that, thanks to Nikki. We've got sand art and mandala colouring, which are great also. They're just a gentle activity. But the joy in those is that you cannot do sand art or mandala colouring without talking to the people around you. So that's a connection thing as well.
So do participants on the day get to choose those workshops, Kath, in small groups, or how's that plan to work?
We do have smaller groups. They just need to indicate their preferences when they register. And you do have to register through the Women for Women Facebook, or you can go to Hillsville Living and Learning Centre if you're not on Facebook or you're a bit wary of the online process.
And I'll give their number. So that's the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre in Hillsville, obviously, on 5962 5982. You can give them a call if you want some more information and you're not online, or to register, Kath.
Or just call in. They'll help you do it.
There you go. Yeah. Apologies for that background noise, which you may or may not be able to hear, but I can hear it. It's workmen on the roof. I'm going to have to go out and have a word to them, I think. But we're coming up to the 9 o'clock news in a moment. And we're talking Hillsville Women for Women event on Sunday the 15th of May. And in the studio here, I have Sonia, Kath and Nikki. And Nikki, we were just talking off air about the need to involve younger women, 16, 25, or something in between, in this event. Just why is that so important, Nikki?
I think it's so important, like, because we do have such a young population out here in the hills. We have a lot of young mums. We have a lot of young people who have felt very disengaged because of the lockdowns, and we're really wanting to encourage them to come to safe spaces to connect and share. But particularly what we've identified out in Hillsville is there is a really strong need from these young people to to have a safe space to discuss healthy relationships and safe sexual practice. And so that's why I'll be facilitating a yarning circle in the afternoon activities. And so that's something that we've got on the registration link. You have to kind of register for two slots for it, but it just means we're going to be going and having a yarn for a long time. You know me, I can't shut up. But it's just having a space, judgment-free, where we can share our experiences, share our concerns, ask our questions, share supports and resources that we might have. But you know, I'm in no way a professional, and I do want to identify that. I'm just a young person myself who has had to navigate this crazy terrain of living in the 21st century with internet access everywhere, societal expectations, seeing magazine covers and Instagram and pressures putting placed on women, especially, and how we should present and how we should behave. And I'm all about breaking down those barriers and encouraging people to just live their best life and live their true life and be their true self and know that they don't have to do anything they don't want to do with their bodies. They don't have to say anything they don't want to say, and they don't have to be polite to make other people feel comfortable.
Nikki, we're going to expand on that immediately after the 9 o'clock news, because I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you. That sounds amazing. On Sunday the 15th, well, we've got an amazing event happening at Memo Hall, and we're talking about that this morning. If you've just joined us and you forgot that we were starting half an hour earlier this morning, don't worry, because you're going to hear all about it in the next half hour anyway. It's an event targeting, well, women of all ages, Kath, isn't it? It's for any woman at all.
Yes, definitely. 16 upward, people can register. And we've got activities and workshops and speakers that will be of interest to all ages. So we did make a decision this year when we started, or last year actually, that we would try and encourage young women to come along. But it really is of benefit for anyone, and at any stage in your life, you can be inspired by the stories that you'll hear and the things, the workshops as well.
If you if you're someone who likes to read about it rather than listen to it, there's a full page about it in the local paper this week, and it's under the heading "Come Together and Celebrate." Heals for women of all ages. It's time to come together, celebrate, be inspired, and have fun. And it's like a girl, like a woman, celebrating diversity is the tagline, Kath. But more importantly, it's focusing on access. Sorry, I shouldn't say more importantly. That was very, very bad on my part. It's focusing on access, connections, and empowerment in particular is what I meant to say.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, after 2 years, a chance to come together and just be in that space, in a safe space, and take advantage of that. And I have to say also, there's an amazing free lunch with Susanna Lubers, who's a very well-known caterer.
She certainly is.
Fantastic food. So that'll be on the day as well. We've got a lot of support from the Memo, from Yarra Rangers Council and their team. The event will be, the speeches will be recorded, which Nikki will know a little bit more about than I do.
And Nikki, we were saying before, you get to MC the day.
Yeah, I'm hanging out for it, as we were saying off air, Bruce. I've been dying just to get back on stage with a microphone, although I think they may regret that when they see me going rogue. but it's going to be good fun. It's going to be an incredible day. And while we do have a wonderful agenda, it's also going to have this beautiful organic free flow about it, where we're going to just be able to build off what's been shared and ask our own questions and connect with each other. So not only do we have fabulous keynote speakers and our Q&A panel, can I really ask that, but then we break away for some activities in the afternoon where you get to know everyone else in attendance a little bit better. And if you feel like it, you can come have a yarn with me in our yarning circle that is for young people 16 to 25, discussing healthy relationships and safe sexual practice. So I do really encourage young women out in Healesville to please come along. You do have to register if you want some of that delicious food that Kath was telling us about. And so it is a bit of a pain if you aren't too tech savvy, but that's okay, because we've got support at the Healesville Living and Learning Centre. So just call in or give them a phone call. So you can pop in face to face place will ring up and they'll support you in doing that registration. But it is crucial that you do register. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on all the fun. And why would you want to do that? What else are you doing on Sunday? Cleaning? Nah.
No. Nikki, it's from 10 till 3 approximately. And, yeah. And there's no cost for the day, is there?
Absolutely free. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, what else you got going for you? Why not come down? It's a free meal. It's free activities. And you might actually learn something or find something that you're really interested in and you want to explore a bit more, you know. And so what's another hobby to add to all the ones that we built up in lockdown?
And going to you, Sonia, Sonia Hartnett is one of the Q&A panellists. To people listening this morning, here's a wonderful opportunity to throw a question at some professionals that they've been wanting an answer for a long time, perhaps.
Awesome, yeah. I'm really ready and willing to answer any questions in the Can I Ask That session. We've got three other people. Kate Gibson, who's from the Eastern Community Legal Centre. We've got Senior Constable Linda Hancock, who works in community safety with Victoria Police. And we've also got Nikki, who's going to talk with her mum, Miranda Madrick, about topics including anything that you want to ask about two worlds, walking in two worlds, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, and cultural safety, which is really important. We have so many areas that we can open up to you about and give you some ideas, give you some different thoughts, maybe open and grow you. Like what we were talking about before, Bruce, where I made the suggestion that whether you're male or female, dig deep, ask the questions, get some ideas from others, ask the questions of yourself and grow.
Mm. I think as well the real strength behind the Can I Really Ask That segment is that all the panellists are very open and understanding and knowing that this is a learning environment. So I think when we had our discussion earlier in the week, we were all like, yep, ask us anything, we're fine. And if we don't know the answer, we're fine to also say that's a great question, but we'll find out for you.
Yes, no, that's terrific. And what about sort of confidentiality, Nikki, and, you know, in terms of people perhaps being a little bit reticent to ask a personal question or something?
Yeah, so they can just email through a question if they'd like to. If they know any of us personally, they're also happy just to pass it through, you know, and we can and make sure that gets to Maren, who's going to be facilitating that session on the day. But also, you know, I'm really open on the street. If you see me around and you have a burning question and you felt a bit too shame on the day to approach me as well, and I'm sure a lot of our panellists are quite similar. We're very, very generous of spirit and generous in sharing and wanting people to ask these questions so we can facilitate these learnings.
You were going to add to that, Sonia?
And there is a facility to do an anonymous question. So we have an anonymous question online. So any question's fine. As Nikki said, if I can't answer it, I'm going to be really honest with you and say, I've no idea.
Ask Nikki.
Of course. I'm sure Nikki will might even say the same, I have no idea. But we can certainly throw some thoughts around and make an effort to hear those questions and think deeper on them.
Mm. Listeners, we've all been on this extended lockdown journey that we just hope is going to end completely sometime soon. But it does mean, doesn't it, that getting the word out about these sorts of events is that little bit more challenging because we're sort of not used to, well, some of us have forgotten how to network and talk or we haven't had those opportunities. So if you are listening this morning, we would ask you, I'm sort of asking on behalf of the three people that are looking at me here, you know, please spread the word about this amazing event and sign up. That's right, Nikki. We've got to sign up so you know how many to cater for that amazing lunch.
Yeah.
Sign up and spread the word with your neighbours, with your family, with your friends, with your work colleagues. No one's excluded. What about people who might want to travel or, you know, that don't live in the Yarra Valley? Can they come along too?
So they do have to have a connection to Hillsville.
Okay.
Live,
yep.
Work or play is kind of our criteria.
That's pretty broad, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, if travel is an issue but they do have a connection to Hillsville, just register for the recording access, you know. That's a real strength to this, that you don't have to necessarily have that day free in your calendar to still get a lot out of it and to still participate. The link will be made available about a week or so afterwards because the tech wizards need to make sure that that all runs smoothly. But yeah, that is a separate registration link. And if you are having any confusion with that, you can jump onto the UNA Facebook page, UNA Health and Community Services Aboriginal Corporation. It's a bit of a mouthful, but if you just type in UNA, O-O-N-A-H, I'm sure you'll see us up the top there. And I'll make sure I pin that post up the very top where it says very clearly if the link is for in-person on the day or if it's for access to the recording. So you can go through that. Or like we said earlier, you can go to Hillsville Living and Learning Centre and they'll support you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Nikki. And you're with Bruce Argyle on our regular Thursday morning Community Conversations program. We've started a bit earlier this morning, but don't panic because this program will be podcast next week. So if you've missed the first part before 9 o'clock, it will be there for you next week. We're talking Hillsville Women for Women event on Sunday the 15th of May. It's only 10 days away. Wow. And it's a wonderful opportunity for women of all ages to come together and celebrate and learn some things, share some things, hear some great stories. Nikki, why wouldn't you want to be there?
Exactly. You said it straight up. Why wouldn't you want to be there? I mean, if anything, just come along, like Kath said, for a free feed. You know, it's going to be wonderful food and really wonderful conversation. So I'm sure if we can't make you smile, then, you know, you at least you walk away with a full belly, but I'm sure that you will. I'm sure that you'll form some connections. And I reckon we'll see you back at hopefully the next one if we have another one, big event like this. I don't know how many heard in the beginning, but Kath was mentioning that there have been ongoing gatherings since our 2018 event. So there is also the opportunity to join in those in the future. Sure, and we'll see. Hopefully another pandemic doesn't stop the next big event coming together.
Because you had over 100 at the first event, Kath, in 2018, and obviously things went to custard a little bit in the world in the last couple of years, but we're back on deck.
Yes, that's right. It was a fantastic event, and to get 100 people there was amazing. And really, with the COVID restrictions being lifted a bit, we were looking at restricted numbers, but now we've got numbers of up to 119. We really want to fill that memo.
Yes.
So, you know, we're hoping that people will take that on board. I was going to say also that we have a goodies bag, which are handmade bags by some of our women's team, our Women for Women team. They're aimed at cutting down on plastic bags, but they'll also have some goodies in them, some information. There'll be a directory of services in there. We got lovely chocolates from the chocolatry.
We're getting better all the time, Kath.
a free movie ticket at the Memo or at the Warburton Arts Centre, and some soaps.
Nice.
And all
in a handmade bag is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're all hand sewn. So, and the aim there really is to promote the fact that, you know, if you're not using plastic bags. So So they're just a little goodies bag that we're really happy to, you know, send women away with, and it's just a bit of a spoil people a little bit.
Treat yourself. Yeah. I mean, especially if the kids don't end up bringing you any breakfast in bed this Sunday, come out to us,
yes.
We'll give you lunch and a goodie bag.
Now, there is a great offer, Nikki. That's a wonderful suggestion. There you go. You could delay it a week or something or other. Part of the Mother's Day could be a week later.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I know, like, sometimes our gift to Mum would be just staying out of her hair. So maybe kids out there, if you're listening, give Mum the weekend off and let her head out to Hillsville Women for Women and come have some fun with us.
Sonia, how did you become involved in Hillsville Women for Women? I didn't ask you that at the beginning, so I'm a little intrigued by that.
Thanks, Bruce. Bruce, I'm lucky enough to be a nurse, and UNA have employed me as a clinical programs nurse. So as a primary care nurse, my services are about coordinating access for health for our community at UNA, and this is a really important job. The community that we cover are underscreened for things like breast screen. They're underscreened for things like cervical screening. They're underscreened for things like bowel cancer. We want our community to have access and really good and culturally appropriate access for this sort of care. Care that will be able to be comfortable to come along, be comfortable to identify, and be comfortable, as much as breast screen is comfortable, to have available. One of the programs we're running soon, which is with Breast Screen Victoria for Una, is a culturally sensitive, culturally appropriate, beautiful shawl project where our local artist has produced an amazing piece of art to be then printed on some Dignity shawls. So rather than the paper gown, Breast Screen Victoria, the community in Una are going to be available to have these beautiful shawls to put around them for their breast screening and then take home and keep. So Breast Screen Victoria, Una and Vacho are able to connect together to provide our community with this amazing service. And
good
this
on
happens
you.
Every couple of years, every year or so. Of course, we won't even mention why it hasn't happened the last few years. But there's a real prompt for anyone, as a primary care nurse, as a person. I'm sporting a great big scar down my nose this morning, which Bruce has asked about. That's from a BCC, a basal cell carcinoma, that I left during lockdown. And I ignored, as a health professional, I even ignored the signs. So I have a cancer taken off my nose and am underscreened for things that are really important that we should have kept up with. I should have kept up with it.
I had one taken off my ear, similar,
yeah,
Sonia.
We left things. So it's really important that we get back to our health services, but also to our community services. And in Healesville, Women for Women, on the 15th of May, will be at one of those awesome events that you can start to put your feet back in the pool. Come along, join in, see other faces, hear other voices, not just remotely anymore, not on a screen, though you can do it if you're not available that day, as Nikki's pointed out. But come along and register and be around others. Start to connect. We've got, even if you didn't want to connect in any of the other things, you've got Mandela colouring. What an awesome fun thing to do. Sand art. You can never get sand art wrong because you can always shake it out. And the Billion Stars Project, well, no one can get a one star in a billion wrong, can they? Because there's so many other stars to put there. And that was an art installation that women who were experiencing domestic violence or intimate partner violence started years ago to create stars, a group of stars, so that other women can focus on maybe other women might be experiencing. So just as a reminder for all women and men, for all people to be reminded that others may be experiencing violence and remembering where they may be at and where they may be at in their learning.
Fantastic, Sonia.
Thanks, Bruce.
That is absolutely terrific. So if you are listening this morning, I'm speaking on behalf of Kath and the team here, but I suspect we want you to not just come along yourself, but drag your friend and your neighbour with. Is that right, Kath?
Absolutely. Just spread the word and, bring other people. And you may be able to identify someone who doesn't get out very much, who's not involved in groups or clubs or any of those things. And I think this is where the advantage is. Come along. It is a safe space for women and it's a fun place. And the speakers that we have and the opportunity to speak to people like, for instance, Linda Hancock, who's a community policing officer and has been for quite a while, she knows this area and she knows the problems that people are experiencing. She knows the issues around young men and young women that we're all dealing with all the time. It's a great opportunity to ask, when do you really get the opportunity to ask these questions and learn without any restrictions, really? These women are amazing. And the keynote speakers, who I can say I know all of them, are such a diverse lot and their stories are totally inspiring and accessible. They're all high achievers, actually. But they've often come from very difficult circumstances and they've worked through it and they just show that...
Well-grounded, is that what we're trying to say,
Kath? Well-grounded is a great way to describe it. So yeah, it's going to be very exciting. I'm just listening to these two women. I'm excited about it. I'm so pleased that we're able to do this.
And Healesville being such a small little township, I'm sure you know someone who's been involved in this, as it has been a passion project. We've been, Kath and I, on this since 2017, planning for the 2018 event. A lot of our community members are long-serving members and have also been on board since 2017. So I'm sure you know someone who's put their time, energy, passion and commitment into creating this fabulous event. So at the very least, if you want to support them and show them that you admire what they've been doing, come along, but please do register. I can't stress that enough.
Just give us the details one more time, Nikki, and we're going to have to sign up. Sign off, I'm saying. Yeah.
So you can register via our link. So if you go to the UNA Facebook page, OONAH, I've got it pinned to the top there. You'll see the beautiful green flyer, Hillsville Women for Women, Like a Girl, Like a Woman, Celebrating Diversity. There's the two links there that you can click on, respectively. Otherwise, if you're not tech savvy, just pop into Hillsville Living and Learning Centre or give them a call and they'll be able to support you in registering. But please do that so that way we know how much food we can scoff down on the day.
Nikki, Kath, Sonia, thank you so much for coming in today and giving us a taste, at least, of the amazing event that's happening on Sunday the 15th. If you're listening out there and you've been thinking about going, well, you need to sign up. Nikki, that's the final word?
Absolutely. If you want to actually see the faces behind these lovely voices you've been hearing this morning, come on down.